Chapter 5 in Pudding Lane.
Without my time travel phone, I can't go home, Robert said.
Toby saw that Robert was very worried.
Those boys could be anywhere by now, he said.
What shall I do? Asked Robert.
Did Lucy use a time travel phone to come here? Toby asked.
Yes, said Robert. She's got a time travel phone. She can go home and get another one for me. Thank you, Toby.
Toby grinned.
Come on, Lucy's at home with Molly. Let's go and find her.
Toby lived in a tall, narrow house at the north end of Pudding Lane. As they went into the house, Toby whispered,
We must be very quiet. My mother's in bed. She's not well.
The boys climbed the dark stairs. In a small room, they found the girls. Lucy jumped up. She was very pleased to see her cousin.
Robert, she said. I've been so frightened. I tried and tried to go home, but the time travel phone does not work.
Robert explained that she had to spell the password backwards. Lucy was pleased to hear that. Toby looked at the time travel phone.
This looks amazing. I wish my father could see this, he said.
We can show it to him, said Lucy.
No, he's not here. He's a sailor and he's at sea now, far away.
Robert said to Lucy,
Some pickpocket stole my phone. Will you go home and get another one for me?
Lucy put the password, place and date into her time travel phone. She remembered to spell the password backwards. One minute she was there, the next minute she was not.
Toby and Molly looked at each other in amazement.
She'll be back soon, said Robert with a laugh.
Toby nodded.
Hey, he said, would you like to explore London while you are here?
Yes, please, said Robert.
Robert, Toby and Molly left the house and walked down Pudding Lane. Robert stopped outside the baker's shop.
Shall I tell the baker that the fire will start tonight? Maybe I can stop the Great Fire of London, he thought.
I'm going into the baker's, he said to Toby and Molly. I won't be long.
He went into the shop.
Excuse me,
he said to Hannah, the baker's daughter. She was putting some biscuits into a basket.
Oh,
she exclaimed, looking surprised.
What strange clothes you're wearing.
That's because I come from the future.
She looked even more surprised.
You come from the future?
Yes, I've come to tell you that a big fire will start here tonight and it will spread all over London.
Don't be silly, Hannah said. But it's true, it will happen.
No one can see the future, said Hannah.
Please go at once. Your friends are waiting for you outside.
But you must listen to me, said Robert. Please!
Then a man's voice behind him said,
What is happening here?
Robert turned. It was Thomas Farinor, the baker.
Please, sir, you must believe me. A big fire will start here tonight. I know it will.
Mr. Farinor did not look pleased.
Don't be silly. Now please leave my shop.
The baker opened the shop door to let Robert out.
But you must listen to me, said Robert. Your shop will burn down tonight. Please believe me.
The baker pushed him into the street.